Tommy. Good morning there, big fella.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Pardon?
I said I can hear you loud and clear.
That's all that fucking matters.
That's all that matters. You know what really matters, though, is having a sweet intro, because everybody seems to be telling us that we should have an intro for our podcast.
Yep. Wait, we're recording already?
Oh, there we go. Another episode of the Hang and
Bang. There we go.
Hang and Bang.
You led me into that. No, what I was saying before is, if we're going to do more video, the background currently behind me is three doorways without trim on them, and one of the doorways has a plastic sheet over it.
Yeah, it looks like alarming. A scene from fucking, what was it, Dexter?
Yeah, it's very alarming. Like, I don't like, when I ever have to do a video call with someone, I have to, like, be transparent and make it clear that I'm doing a renovation.
I'm not being held hostage.
Yeah.
It's still hard though. Like, I've been trying to get a camera since this all kicked off. And like that one I really want, like the Logitech C920,
which is
like $100. It's a solid webcam. I think it's like one of the, you cannot buy it anywhere. I've checked Best Buy, Amazon. Occasionally like it'll pop up on a store, but it's like this like highly like exploited price of like $300.
You can buy one on Amazon right now for $299.95.
Yeah, no thanks.
It's wild.
No, I know I need a webcam. Like, mine is just garbage.
But realistically, there are like these off-brand webcams that are probably good, and they're like $50. I might just try one of those, just risk it.
Yeah, well, I'll see how it goes for you.
Yeah, like, you can, can you get a C920? Yeah, you can get a C920 for $188. Arrives October 14th. I don't understand how it's been 5 months and no one has these things.
No, there must be some massive stockpile somewhere. Probably happened like some like major conglomerate realized that all their people would be working from home, so they just bought up hundreds of them, if not thousands.
I just don't know where to buy them. I might risk it with just an off-brand one for like $50, see what happens.
Well, I mean, it's all based off the fact that I think it was last week we were talking about building a community, getting things going, getting pumping. Yeah. Today we had a Zoom call with a co-founder of one of the platforms we're looking into.
I honestly think that I can't see a reason why it won't work beautifully.
No. It was really cool to be able to like walk through and see how you can start to actually like build a community that's not part of like Facebook groups or just some other like garbage platform like that, and create something that like truly is like a resource for mental health, but also having like one-to-ones and courses and content and like the conversations and Q&As. Like, you can do some really cool stuff nowadays.
Yeah, it's like it's creating something that doesn't exist, and it's exactly the way we want it, and there's no distractions.
Yeah. Like, the no distractions part to me is the biggest seller for any of these kinds of things, is just to be able to like jump on something and not have to worry about being inundated with like other crap pulling you away from what you're trying to do.
Yeah, it's like on my phone, I have a Kindle app for reading, but I have to go past Instagram and Reddit and YouTube and go to there while looking at ads the entire time to be able to focus.
Yeah, and your brain's, you find that your brain is really stupid when it comes to, it just wants those like those little like hits of dopamine, like distraction kind of, like whether it is Instagram or anything that kind of acts in that same way of just being able to like take you off task and just suck you into like a slot machine kind of game or app.
Like, I am not disciplined enough or committed enough to ignore a YouTube video of a guy saying, oh, I ate the world's largest hamburger in 5 minutes. Like, I'm going to watch it. I don't know. I'm going to get into it.
Will he do it?
Yeah. I look at it and in my brain, I'm like, I'm working on something really productive right now. This video is going to be dumb. I'm not going to like watching it. And then I just click it and I'm like, yeah, it's going to watch the whole thing.
Well, I found one of the things that has been useful for me lately too, is in say like Crave or Netflix or things like that is turn off the autoplay feature. Because like before you'd be like, I got 12 seconds to make a decision. Am I going to commit to another episode or am I not? And generally in that 12 seconds, you're like, ah, fuck it. I'll watch another episode. So to like turn that off, it's great. Because it forces you to like pick up your app again and be like, okay, I'm committing to another episode. I'm making a decision.
It's like, am I going to take the hand out of my pants to touch the remote to stop the process? Or am I just going to run through another 52 minutes of commercial-free bliss?
Oh, like, yeah.
It's just a glorious question.
No, it really is.
It's fucking, I don't know. It's going to get so much worse, too. There's so much crap. But I think, circling back to the important thing we're talking about, I think this community which we're creating now is perfect because winter is coming, and I think it's going to get ugly for a lot of people.
Yeah. As winter, like, even without this stuff going on in the world, is already kind of like a bit of an ugly place when it comes to, I mean, depending on what part of the world you're in, but especially Canada, where it gets real fucking cold and you feel isolated and it's dark.
Like seasonal affective depression disorder or whatever it is a real thing. But for like, I don't have that, but as a human being, when it's dark at 5, it's minus 30, you're not happier. You're not in a good mood. Unless you're a freaking husky, you're not enjoying it.
No, it's really true. What would you say, like, after we did this kind of like walkthrough of the platform we want to use, like, what were you most excited about?
I really like the ability to create your own custom tags.
Oh, like badges and stuff that you assign to people?
Yeah, like badges and stuff. So like we could have badges of, I don't know, I was even thinking like I could have a badge of anxiety or panic disorder and stuff like that, or just like stuff like that that sounds kind of trivial, but it's just someone you know, or you could like add badges to, I don't know, anything, or someone like someone joins in who's a coach, like a certified coach like you are, or like a therapist or anything like that. And I like the idea that the members, you can add a picture, you can sort of write your own little profile, so you can sort of get to know each other on a more personal basis, other than it doesn't matter how many followers you have or anything like that.
Yeah, you're all equal.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, what was the other things that I was looking at too? I think just even sort of like some of the chat features as well are really cool, of being able to kind of like source out, even in terms of like when you're trying to think of like what kind of, say, like, what do people want to learn about? Or what do people have questions about? Or like, what kind of resources do they need? It's very easy to kind of like pull those things together. And like the search feature gives you the ability to really like dive into those kinds of things, right? Where like you could have, say, subjects where it's like people who have bipolar could like share specific resources that have helped them, or people with anxiety or panic disorder. Like you could have kind of like separate groups where you have sort of like overarching mental health, but then once you sort of dig into like perhaps like what you're diagnosed with, you can start to kind of like share your experiences with other people too, to understand how they've been able to overcome things.
Yeah, it's great. Like, for example, like we asked, like I asked the question to Instagram, like, what are you struggling with when it comes to mental health? And like, I got 28 responses.
Yeah, that's wild.
And I got, oh, I totally had the responses. I don't know where they are anymore. But like today I asked a question, like, what result would you want to get if I were to help you with your mental health? Mm-hmm. And responses wise, one of them is like the ability to freely talk about how I'm feeling to a third party person, that's making life easier, more accessible resources, an interrupted night's sleep, like support through like tough times would be helpful. So like one person's like, I don't think mental health is like a broken leg, so an ongoing support network. They're literally, people are actually saying exactly what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone, ability to communicate with others about mental health, feeling connected to someone else who has gone through it. It's like, it's as if I'm feeding these people things to say, or we're feeding people. Like it's just, it answers, it's almost ticking all the boxes like automatically. It's kind of cool to see actually.
Well, it reinforces. I mean, I think it's in both of our cases, it's one of those kind of like any good, say like business ideas, is scratching your own itch. Mm-hmm. Where like you realize, like, I think, at sort of like the height of going through our kind of like mental health issues, was reaching this point where we're like, fuck it. To me, doing this podcast with you has been one of the best decisions I've made, not just from like a business sense, but from like a personal sense, right?
Yeah, that's like great.
Once a week, I know I'm going to talk to Tom. We're going to laugh a little. We're going to offend our moms. And we're going to dig into a little bit about just the reality that like this shit can be very challenging sometimes. And it's very useful to talk about your experience with other people.
Yeah, the traditional social media can be very good for like maybe addressing something like very on the surface where someone's like, oh, someone's going through that. Oh, me too. Then that's it. There's no further follow-up questions or sort of, oh, how do you feel the next day? It's sort of onto the next post of someone fucking trying to sell an Eddie mattress or someone on a vacation somewhere that you're pissed off because you can't afford to go there and shit like that.
Yeah. They're not, again, like from all those answers, I don't think a place that like, you're not going to find that kind of nod judgmental space within a typical social media platform. Like it goes against what those are.
I don't want to be asking someone about their own, say, personal experience with living with someone with depression or something like that. And then out of the corner of my eye, seeing someone's post of, oh, they just got a brand new Range Rover. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, first of all, I don't think that's real. Like, how do you freaking do that? But it's just like, there needs to be like sort of blinders on almost, like kind of horses with blinders. Like you can't have any external sort of stimuli in order to take you away from the task at hand.
For sure. I mean, like, I think that's the tough part, right? Because like clearly there's benefits, right? Like you being able to source those questions and get like answers from people is something that was made possible through Instagram. But like for me, I find I struggle with that kind of like comparison game of like looking at other people, what they have, or the perception of what they have, like the show, like their highlight reel that people choose to share on Instagram. And like, that's what took me off social media, where I was like, the negatives ended up outweighing the positives for me, and that it distracted me from doing work. Or like, I'd be thinking about like, well, why do they have this? If I've been working this hard, why am I not at that point yet? And eventually I was just like, fuck, this is not like, it's no longer a tool that's helping me. Like it's kind of like pissing me off and making me feel like a piece of shit.
It's so hard to not do that, even though I'm looking at someone posting and I know, and I might know the person. I'm like, I know they're not happy.
Yeah, that's what's it. That's what's crazy.
But still, you look at it, you're just like, you still want it. You want things, like sometimes you want very materialistic things, even though deep down you know they're not going to make you happy, but you just want to know for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I know having a Ferrari isn't going to improve my life that much, but I want to go down that road and figure that out for myself.
Well, look at both of us at a young age. We both bought sports cars.
Oh yeah. It was the best.
I'll tell you one thing. I was definitely not happier when I owned that sports car. I'd like to pretend I was, but I definitely was not.
I was like kind of happier at first, and then you do it. Like there's really no reason to buy a really nice car unless most of the time you're doing it for other people.
And oh, yeah.
You think when you get a nice car, when you're young, people are going to like treat you differently. But realistically, no one gives a fuck what you're driving.
No, they actually think you're an idiot because they're like, look at this fucking tool. Instead of buying a house, he bought a car.
They're just like, you make $14 an hour and you bought a $40,000 car. I'd be like, fucking right, I did.
I can't afford insurance, but who cares?
Yeah. Where do you drive it? I can't afford the gas. I'm just going to fucking let it sit there.
Oh, man. Hey, you live and you learn though, right? I think it's like anything in life. You have to sort of experience it. And I think have that awareness of like, did you learn a lesson? In the same way that like I stepped back from a couple different platforms I used because I was like, you know what? This isn't really working for me. Yeah. It's not getting me where I want to go in life. So I'm going to step back from this. It's like, anything. Sometimes you need that actual experience. Like people can tell you, people can like say like, this is what happened to me. But in some cases, like you got to fall down the set of stairs in order to be like, yeah, I got to fix those stairs.
Yeah. Like you have to, I think everyone should work a really fucking terrible job for at least a few months in their entire life. Like where you literally sit in the parking lot and you're just like, how do I fucking think of a reason to not go in?
Yeah. Like when I dropped out of high school in grade 11, I remember showing up at like temp agencies at 6:30 in the morning And like, I looked like a child too. Like I was a child, but like pure baby face. And I was like competing for jobs against like laid off steel workers. Yeah. And just like the jobs you would get at 15, 16 years old, you have no high school education. Like one job was literally, they would dump a massive like wheelbarrow of screws onto a table. And then there would be this little like kind of like probably like 2-inch kind of like little marker that sat on top of the table, and you would just grab a screw. And if it was taller than that, it would go in one pile. If it was shorter than that, it would go in the other pile. And I did that for 8 hours a day.
Was it piecework?
No, like it was hourly. I think I got like 7-something an hour.
That's devastating.
But like that gave me that appreciation where I was like, fuck this. Like, I got to go back to school. I got to like figure my shit out. Like, I don't want the future that that job holds. And like, it gave me an appreciation that I didn't have prior. I just knew I didn't like high school, bored the shit out of me. I wasn't learning anything that I wanted to learn, but then it pushed me to get back in and be like, okay, I gotta make some changes at least in order to get through this. I know high school is not everything. I know college isn't everything. I know what I want to do is on the other side of those things. So it's just a matter of like figuring it out for the time being.
Yeah, when I think of the worst job I ever had, on the surface, like I sold gym memberships for Good Life Fitness for 4 months. And
that would have been painful.
It was awful because it's very numbers driven. So you sit in a room and it's like, how many leads are you going to get? How many appointments do you get? How many gym memberships are you going to sell? And it's like every day, relentless, relentless, relentless. And a lot of the way you build like a sort of sales funnel in that sense is to sort of talking to people that are already at the gym, sort of like not like just going up to them and like seeing if they have like friends, they can get phone numbers from. And I know as like a gym goer, that I would fucking hate if someone did that to me.
Yeah, it's very predatory. So like they're just preying on you.
This is kind of my fault. Like they say, like they preach like get out of your comfort zone and all this shit, which is true. But yeah. I had a hard time doing things to other people that I know I would not like as the recipient.
Yeah, but those are like basic fundamental laws that you should follow as a human being, right? Like, what's that line? Like the do one to others. Basically as like you want done to yourself, like just treating people with like a basic kind of like human respect and empathy, and like doing that kind of stuff is, I don't know, it's very shitty.
It's hard. Some people are great at it. Some people, I never want to do that shit again.
Cause they don't have souls.
Yeah. If you fucking don't give a shit and like you hustle and can just like grind it out, you can do great. But I wasn't willing to do it, and I don't regret doing it. I never want to do
no
it.
No regrets.
I had no regrets. I couldn't really end up doing it. I did it a couple times and I just like kind of fucking skirted my way along until I got fired. And it worked out. But
yeah, that'd be a great conversation asking people too. Like, what's your worst job? Because I guarantee you could get some great ones.
Like another one I did is after like university 1 year, I needed a summer job and I hadn't found anything yet. So my parents were like, you need to get a fucking job because you're a bum. And I went to a temp agency and I was just like, I'll do whatever. Like, I don't care. So I worked one day at a Bridgestone tire plant in Kitchener. And what there was a pit of carbon and silica dust. So it's essentially like if someone took like pencil shavings or carbon and it was like chalk, yeah. It was like powder. So they gave us like suits, respirators, where you duct tape all your seams and you get like pulleyed like a rock climber down into this fucking pit, and it's probably 45 degrees Celsius, and you're given a shovel and a bag, and you like shovel the shit into bags and like pull it up to the top, and it was fuck. And I did it for one day and they're like, do you want to come back tomorrow? And I was like, no, thank you. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I was covered in dust, like covered in like my skin wasn't dirty. It was black.
And prior to that job, you had a full head of hair. And yeah. that was the last,
it fucking
was the
ruined last it for me. Day you had hair. Like I was dark as night. And like I freaking like walked through my house to try and shower. My parents were like, what the fuck's going on? Like, cause I made a freaking mess everywhere. I eventually just had to like they had to hose me off in the freaking yard.
Oh yeah. It's probably like the equivalent of like being sprayed by a skunk. Like it just soaks into your skin.
It was ridiculous. Like every nook and cranny. Like I looked like I had eyeliner on for like 2 weeks. It was mental. It was nuts. It was crazy.
It's like, oh, there's emo Tom again. He's going through his goth phase.
It was crazy. But there's someone's got to do it.
Hey, I think it's again, I think like that'd be fun to kind of like pull together again, like asking questions like that and bringing together people and just sort of like sharing kind of like the story of where you got to where you are today. It's interesting, right? Because it gives you a sense of like everybody goes through shit. Like nobody's escaped without a few scars in life. And part of like being able to kind of like heal a lot of stuff is to be able to talk about it and to be able to share it in a place where like you can just feel comfortable having conversations without having to worry about like what people think of you or like you're getting the right people to be a part of something.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting to see how sort of people end up the way they are, and not just like there's tons of podcasts and YouTube videos of like the top freaking 100 people in the world and how they go through all this stuff, but just regular people, because most of the careers they're in now, I bet you 99.9% of them weren't in high school being like, I want to do this.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, they even shared like, what is it? 70% of university graduates go on to work in a career that has nothing to do with what they went to school for.
Yeah. That's true. I wouldn't have been surprised if it was higher.
Yeah. I mean, those are states numbers. I mean, it could be potentially higher for Canada, places like that. Hey, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. And I think next week, we're definitely going to have some more details as far as kind of like where this community is going. I think a good place to start is if people are not already following you on Instagram at @homeby9.
Home.by.9.
Home.by.9.
I couldn't get @homeby9. Some other asshole has it already, so I had to throw the periods in there.
So that's where we're going to continue kind of like sourcing some of these questions to get a sense of like what people are thinking, what it is that you kind of like want as part of this community. But like one of the things Tom and I have talked about is like being able to invest in something that is going to kind of grow as the community grows. So we're always going to be like adapting and making it something that is like a killer resource and something that like you want to be a part of.
Yeah, it'll be like a 30 plus year thing and not a 6 month thing. It's type of thing that'll be impossible to be a fad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can't be temporary.
No, we want to create something that we wish we had as a resource that unfortunately doesn't exist at this time, but is something that I think we at least now know how to create and we're really looking forward to sharing with people.
It's going to be amazing.
All right. Peace out.
Bye, Chris.